Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Bye. yes, yes, yes. You see, I never will forget that moment. When my mother turned to me and she said, son, if you feel it in your soul, and if you feel it in your heart, go on and cry. Go on and cry. Just because things didn't work out as planned doesn't make you any less of a man. Go on and cry. So go on and cry. Let it out. Go on. Let it out. Let it all out.
Welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. Today our guest is a sugar baby, and her name is, she uses it as Cash, K-A-S-H. And let me tell you what a sugar baby is. That's somebody who gets payment received by way of money, gifts, support, or other material benefits in exchange for companionship or a dating-like relationship. This person who receives the gift is called a sugar baby, while their paying partner is called a sugar daddy or sugar mama. Well, I will never be a sugar mama. And, of course, I know you will never be a sugar daddy. But
no. No.
This sugar baby thing, man, it's like, woo-woo. You know, I'm not trying to be rude or crude, but to me, being a sugar daddy, I mean, a sugar baby, it's like being a prostitute or... it's like being an escort, and you know what they said about escorts, they're getting paid for their services, you know. So I know everybody was tuning in, they want to hear more from our guest, but I found out that my guest is having some issues with her previous landlord, and she's in the process of moving at the last minute, you know, but we're going to reschedule her and get her back up here, because I know, just like myself, I want to know what kind of things she has received as a sugar baby. What you say, Chris?
Oh yeah, I had some good questions lined up, so I'm definitely looking forward to the rescheduling.
Yes, I can't wait. And for all y'all are listening around the globe, I know y'all waiting. I know y'all tuning in and say woo woo, because I had some great questions too. Because I'm not trying to offend nobody, but you know the truth is out there. And if you call yourself a sugar mama and you're owning it, you got to own the connotations that come along with it. You know, and you're just a young girl trying to get paid, and you're using your booty to get there. But it is what it is, you know. I ain't judging nobody. Everybody do what they got to do, you know. But you better be careful if you're out there and you pick that to do, being a sugar baby, because some people get killed, some people get raped, and don't receive any money, you know, it's just a dangerous thing, you know. And if you got somebody looking out for you, that's called a pimp. So, you know, I got some great questions. When we get Cash back up here, and I hope everything works out for her tonight. So is there anything you want to say, Chris, before we get up out of here?
I just want to say, you know, it's funny because, you know, I don't think people outside of what we do, outside of media or outside of the radio, realize that, you know, anything happens on live radio, and some things are unplanned. Like, this was not planned. This happened at the last minute, so.
Yeah, and it's costing me money. So I would not be doing this to be wasting money, you know. And when you knew you was moving, damn it, you could have called me this morning early and said, hey, something happened. I got to get up out of here. I got the U-Haul truck outside. Tell me something, you know, because you're wasting my time. You're wasting Chris' time. My listeners all queued up waiting to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking coins out of my pocket, quiet as cat.
Unfortunately, I was just gonna say, you know, it's unfortunate that that's cancer. I mean, I know that's the downfall of doing this job with you, Terry. But you know, it's things happen, and you know, just a little FYI, I don't know if you pay attention, but I do. But on the 8th of this month, because it is September, it will be my 5th anniversary working with you.
You're lying, for real?
Yeah, for real.
You've been with me for 5 years?
Exactly.
Wow, Chris. I didn't know that. Wow.
I know. I keep up with dates. I have friends who don't keep up with dates, but I do.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about your anniversary and what's happened just for the last 5 years you've been here and what's your favorite shows? Because I can reschedule something for next Friday. We talk about, you know, Chris's anniversary with the show.
Oh, yeah, we can
the
do that, yeah. Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, we're going to give you more time to get her back on here. So, everybody, tune in next week because Chris is going to talk about the highlights of the show, the lows of the show, and, you know, what, you know, happened in 5 years. Time has flown back quickly. My God. Yes, but I'm not going to ask you nothing else because that is good because I'm going to get you hooked up to be the guest for next week. Chris and his 5 year anniversary. So, I'm impressed. But you know something? That song I played is by Bloodstone, Go On and Cry. I felt like crying when I realized I couldn't get my guest here because emergency happened for her. But this is going to be a happy occasion this upcoming Friday. And so I know that because it's your anniversary, I definitely will play some Bette Midler.
or Streisand, or any of them,
Okay. Well, Chris, thank you for being here, as always, being my backbone. And
you're welcome.
We're going to try to say next week, and we're going to celebrate 5 years of Chris being on the show. And I thank you for that, because time has flew by fast. Man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, all right, sweetheart. Have a blessed weekend. You take care of yourself, and we'll talk again
you
next week. All right, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.